Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby. 35 plus years now, 36 in September, of radio presence. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, what can I say? 35, almost 36 years, I had that long pause because I was thinking about it. Who would have thought? When I started this 15-minute show between an all-Filipino show and an all-Christian show on KEST Radio, that this would be the beginning of 35 or 36 years of radio. I never thought about it, baby. Took me to 34 countries around the world, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, what can I say? I love you, and I, of course, love my listeners, for without the listeners, I wouldn't have a show. Straight up, we're talking boxing MMA this hour. Of course, I'll bring in that undefeated guy from Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't know what weight he's fighting at, but he's undefeated. I'm talking about Johnny Signorello. We're from Johnny Signorello on the boxing world. We'll talk UFC as well. And we're from Andy Ruiz and Deontay Wilder a little bit later in the hour. Of course, the two reigning world heavyweight champions. Will they ever clash? Well, they're not really the world heavyweight champion. No. In the minds of many, Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion, the guy that's the Irishman, he's a guy, he's a man, he's a linear champion, hasn't lost in 28, 29 fights, has he? Of course, knocked out Tom Schwartz a fortnight ago, looking good. Bottom line is, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, Andy Ruiz, is it a three-way, or is it let those two guys fight to see who fights Tyson Fury? Which way is it going to go? We're from Johnny Sig next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but baby, you knew that.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization. Listen up, Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can start an Audible account and start an Audible membership and save like two-thirds on your first 3 months, right? $30 off is like getting 3 months for the price of one. Check it out. Offer expires July 31st. Check it out, audible.com/ring. $4.95 a month for the first 3 months. That's only $14.95 a month. Straight up, pretty good deal. No doubt about that. The offer expires July 31st. Check it out, audible.com/ring.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done, so don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Are you aware that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35? Thing is, when you start to notice the hair loss, it's too late. Solution. 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills, gas station counter supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. Listeners to this program, Wrestling Observer Live, can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/wrestling, FORHIMS.com/wrestling, 4hims.com/wrestling.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Talking mixed martial arts and boxing, of course, live on Sports Byline. This is the second hour of Ring Talk Live worldwide on Sports Byline. This is called AKA the MMA Hour. Of course, we'll take it to Las Vegas and bring in the undefeated lad and talk about John Signorella. Johnny, that Johnny Tappy, a little flashback with Johnny Tappy there, talking about Eddie Futch. Eddie Futch, and he was probably the only guy that Johnny totally respected. I mean, Johnny would... He'd love you, love you, love you, love you. But even if you were the priest, if you pissed him off, he'd tell you. But he never crossed Futch.
I tell you what, Johnny was a passionate man in all aspects of life, man. Whether he loved you or hated you or was somewhere in between things, you know, I love that energy in Mr. Johnny Tapia. It is big. It highly missed.
Without a doubt. Of course, that Battle of Albuquerque, where they had the Thomas and Mack Center, of course, it went to distance 12 rounds. And Johnny beat Danny Romero going hands down there. But... man, what an atmosphere that night. You would not believe it. And, of course, when Johnny went back to Albuquerque, he only went back briefly. After, you know, I guess after about the first 6 to 8 months of his turning pro, you know, Albuquerque sort of had its demons. And Johnny had a lot of demons to begin with, but, you know, a lot of the demons were in Albuquerque. In fact, when he got in trouble, obviously it was in Albuquerque. So he went to Big Bear. Sort of cleaned up his act. We'll hear from that some of that interview next week. But sort of cleaned up his act. And then... you know, to crash like he did on opiates, and that was the you know, the way he went, because that's sort of the way a lot of people are going nowadays. If you drive, I don't know if what's happening in Las Vegas to Johnny Sig, but if you drive down the streets of San Francisco, in fact, you see people shooting up in business in the business district.
Yikes, man! You know, I guess they figure they could you know, go out there and try to grub some money. They're on the street. And the business district, obviously, people are working, and there's financial promise there. So, you know, they could probably, you know, grub some money off people. But you do see it out here in Vegas, yes.
Yikes. August 10th, of course, the, Carl Frampton, ESPN Plus. Of course, the Frampton comes alive. Can Frampton still come alive at 126, or is it 122-pounder?
You know, he's getting older, so maybe 126 could suit him better. Moving forward, I think he was best at 122. But as we know, as we get older, it's harder to maintain weight.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, let me tell you, the difference between 122 and 126, as far as boxers are concerned, is inconsiderable. I just have 4 pounds at that weight, man, or from 118 to 122, or from 115 to 118. Man, 3 pounds, 3-4 pounds down there really counts a lot as far as body mass.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And plus, if you look at the talent in both divisions, I think 122 is a little bit more deeper. You know, you got Luis Neri down there. You got Manny Navarrete down there. Whereas 126, you have some decent fighters, but guys similar to Carl Frampton in that they've been around the block a little while, and anyone can win those type of fights.
Manny Navarrete, we'll get to him in just a second. I mean, he is the WBO 122-pound champion. Without a doubt, maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens at 122. Is it 120? Who are the other guys at 122? Now, there's going to have some unification match with outside of the WBO belt. They're trying to put something together there on, where is that, ESPN Plus or at DAZN? What's going on with that?
Well, I tell you what, I know next week we have a beautiful fight on DAZN at welterweight with Virgil Ortiz and Antonio Orozco. That's a sleeper fight, guys. Also next week on DAZN. Don't miss that one. Because I tell you what, Virgil Ortiz at 13-0, 13 knockouts, is a great talent moving up to 147.
Okay, now we move up the week further. Emmanuel Navarrete, once beaten fighter, of course, the WBO 122-pound champion. He dogged Mr. Isaac Dogbo, not once but twice, dogged him worse the second time, almost beat him down like a dog. Anyway, bottom line is he dogged him. Francisco de Vaca, a capable foe?
You know, 20-0, but what concerns me and stands out is 6 knockouts. You know, can't really crack much. We know Navarrete is a pressure fighter, so you got to get respect from Navarrete to keep him off of you. A guy in 20 fights with 6 knockouts, I don't know if he could earn that kind of respect.
Ooh, text coming in here from Las Vegas, of course, for Johnny Sig. Hey, he's in Las Vegas, folks. But I'll read the text. 25-1 underdog Gene Pascal beat Sir Marcus Brown. Does Marcus Brown got a whole lot of canine in his blood? Question mark. No,
he doesn't. And you know, you could tell he's from Vegas because those were the proper odds. I looked at those odds last night. But I mean, to answer the question, I had suspicions about Brown going in. I did not think Pascal, no disrespect to John, he's been around a long time. I didn't think he was going to be the guy to expose it. He did, earning 3 knockdowns in 8 rounds total. So I don't know. Marcus Brown's got to do some soul searching and see what he wants to do moving forward.
36 years old. You're not supposed to lose to these old guys. These old guys are winning of late. Of course, Manny Pacquiao turning back Keith Thurman. In fact, I was looking at the Manny Pacquiao-Keith Thurman replay. Manny Pacquiao landed a whole lot of nice, clean shots, man. I mean, geez, when I only gave 3 rounds, I think I had a 7-4-1 or something like this, something like that score, but 7-4 somewhere on there. But I can see why I didn't give too many rounds, Mr. Thurman. He didn't win too many.
No, he didn't. A little bit later, and then Pacquiao's body shot said, no way, Jose, to that towards down the stretch at the end in round 10. But real quick on round 1, Pacquiao, trademark Pacquiao, flying off his legs with explosive leg and hand speed. Thurman pulling back. Thurman's used to doing that against fighters that don't have that kind of in-concert leg and hand speed. That's why he got clipped in round 1 and went down, changed the entire tempo of that fight.
Okay, who's the guy Canelo's going to fight, and now it's going to be in October? Who is it?
Okay, they're all over the place right now, but I'm hearing strong talks for our man Demetrius Andrade for a possible December fight.
Now I'm hearing this guy is 13-1, some Russian guy.
I did hear that name being thrown out there. What is going on at Golden Boy Promotions? I mean, it's become like Diva Boy Promotions.
Hector Martinez says it ain't Golden Boy Promotions. He says it's DAZN. They have no idea what they're doing. They got themselves into something, and they're like, what? WTF? Question mark.
Exactly. And here's what's up. They invested a lot of money into Canelo and then $100 million into Triple G with hopes for a rematch to get subscription drivers for September. That collapsed. Ryan Garcia is like refusing to fight until December, also a Golden Boy promoted fighter. I mean, the egos are just taking over. And unfortunately, DAZN is taking the punishment here. And if I'm DAZN, I am PO'd.
Ryan Garcia says something on the internet where he's not going to fight. They want him to fight a semi-main event. He said he's not worthy of a semi-main event, something like that. Has this kid's head gotten too big?
Absolutely, but he's got like a million followers on Instagram and Twitter, and you know, he's getting a lot of direct messages, if you catch my drift, from girls out there.
Hey, I'm gonna ask, all right, time out. Do you think he's more popular with the girls than Oscar was?
You know what? He may be.
Oh,
he may be.
Oh, I told you what that lawyer said in that court case, right? When Oscar was accused of sexually assaulting or sleeping with a girl that was underage south of the border, he goes, he's been with like 85 girls since then. Which one are you talking about? Oh,
couldn't remember. That's a needle in a haystack if I ever heard of one.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, needle in a haystack. All right, but seriously, the kid's got potential. He looks good. He got the million Instagrams, that kind of good stuff. And, of course, that's going to turn out as far as box office is concerned until he flops, right? I mean, if he flops, those people aren't going to be backing him buying tickets.
Yeah, and I hear that the person that he's fighting next or was supposed to fight next has got a pretty good record, and he wasn't ready for it yet. So he's trying to manage his career, I guess, so he could sugarcoat and persevere, because that is a talented area down there. Again, anything like right now floating around between 122, I never thought I'd say this, between 140 pounds is pretty darn good. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot of guys there, and they're going to raise them up kind of slowly.
Back to women's boxing. Got to bring it up again before the break with Johnny Sig. How can I say it again? Women's basketball, the basketball smaller. Golf courses, you hit to a smaller, the holes aren't as long. I mean, do I have to keep going here? Why is it boxing hasn't caught up? Mixed martial arts caught up. I tried to put Larry Murphy on the spot about that in hour number one, and he sort of felt the vibe, you know, because MMA, women's MMA, man, that's hot.
It's super hot, and they use the small gloves there, and those girls are walking away pretty okay, you know, and they're still keeping their looks. I mean, the bottom line is, I think it's maybe because they can have the argument that they're constantly getting hit to vital organs and their head, receiving blows to the dome and whatnot.
Man, this is combat sports.
That's what I'm saying. They should lower the glove size. I mean, and plus, this way you get the knockout quick, the fight's over, and you're not taking punishment for 10 rounds, and everyone goes home happy.
You know, I just can't. I mean, it's so. How come it's so blatantly obvious to me? I mean, I look at this, and like Larry said, there's not one compelling female fighter out there that you really want to go see. I mean, Clarissa Shields, please give me a break. There's nobody out there you want to see. I mean, you know, name one.
Zero. I'm serious about it.
I mean, if one was headlining in my town right now, who would I pay to go see? I can't think of anybody. Maybe the Puerto Rican girl that's won those belts. I don't know, but she hasn't really fought anybody worthy of as of yet anyway. Bottom line is, you are tuned to the MMR live on Sports Byline. I'll keep Johnny Sig around. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. Wait a second. I'm not done. YouTube.com, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com. I'm running out of breath. The bottom line is, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And hey, but you know that.
What's your rush, though, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and make a man out of me?
We should smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Should I go to the police station?
I heard Dana White, the president of the UFC, the face of the UFC, the most powerful man in MMA. God, I hate saying that. But he said that Chris Cyborg Santos looked like Wanderlei Silva in drag. That's what he said. She was at some award ceremony. She showed up in a dress. He said, didn't she look like Wanderlei Silva in a drag? And drag, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so then Joe Rogan says something on his radio show or his podcast that Chris Cyborg Santos has a penis. Well, this may sound a little funny to you guys. Everybody's laughing out there. But guess what? Chris Cyborg Santos' kid had to go to school the following week, and people are asking her, hey, does your mom have a penis? Now, straight up, we can laugh about her chromosomes. We know she's a female. She may be a rough broad. She may be hard to look at. She may be the second toughest broad on the planet at this point in time. But the bottom line is, she is female. Okay? We joke when we say she wasn't female. But some people took it to another level. So anyway, this week, of course, Sir Chris Cyborg Santos in a position to re-sign with the UFC, of course, after the Amanda Nunes loss, that first-round loss. And all Dana White kept saying was, Chris Cyborg Santos, she don't want a rematch. She don't want the rematch. She don't want the rematch. She don't want the Amanda Nunes. No. Nothing was further from the truth. Nothing was further than the truth. In fact, Dana White separated from the truth again. I mean, time and time again, I keep going to this buffoon, this clown that Whitey Bulger ran out of East Boston when he was running a nickel and dime amateur boxing program back there. Of course, Whitey Bulger tried to shake him down for some money. Whitey Bulger being that gangster that went on the run for like 10 or 15 years and was caught about 3 or 4 years ago. And then they killed him once he got transferred to a new prison. I think that was last year or the year before. Bottom line is, if it wasn't for Whitey Bulger, we wouldn't have Dana White. Yeah, so I got to blame Whitey to an extent. But anyway, Dana White is a piece of work. He says that this girl has a penis. He says this girl looks like a guy in drag. Joe Rogan says he thinks she has a penis. So the kid's daughter goes to school. The champ's daughter goes to school, and they start saying, "Hey, your mom has a penis. So why would you say that?" Well, Joe Rogan said it. Why would Joe Rogan say that? And Dana White said that your mother looks like Wanderlei Silva in drag. I mean, imagine if you had to carry that burden to school. About your mom. That's just not cool. And then this week it appears that now that Chris Cyborg Santos, I'll ask Johnny Sigg about this in just a second, but it appears that Chris Cyborg Santos wanted a public apology from Dana White. He wasn't going to give it to her. He basically cut her loose, and she's a free agent. Is that the way it's going, Johnny?
Yeah, I heard that he cut her loose, and she just beat an undefeated fighter and Felicia Spencer last week. So it's like, you look at, she looks like she's coming back from her loss rather good. And what they said there is just terrible. That's just absolute slander. And she made that company a lot of money, and that's terrible. Regardless of how they feel to publicly put it out there like children,
bullies. They hate
it's
her.
So disrespectful. It disgusts me.
Hey, man, do you know what? Dana White is more spinoff. Listen, let me tell you. The way people are disrespecting people in this country, we don't do it with humor anymore, Johnny. We do it seriously. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it isn't ha 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 ha, no sly jokes. It's straight to your face. Hey, guess what? You are this. I mean, I'm here. I read the other day now that a certain percentage of the population, like almost a third of the country, thinks that the N-word is okay. And these aren't black people saying that kind of stuff. So We're like watching all kinds of crazy stuff go down in this country right now. I mean, all these people getting killed at Walmart yesterday. Aren't you worried about taking the old lady and the chick and the kid to Walmart now?
We had this conversation this morning. Me, my girlfriend, and her daughter was included. How disgusted we are and how terrible it is that right now you got to be apprehensive about going to a concert, going to a public event, or now going to Walmart. How about school? I mean, don't get me started on this, man. Like, it was a very emotional morning when I woke up, and the first thing I saw was another shooting.
Yeah.
251 in this country in 216 days so far in the calendar year. Folks, that's one a day.
And a lot of people are dying, and guess what? The National Rifle Association is still advocating assault rifles for individuals. I just don't get it. I really don't, because I'm going to try to explain this to you. I've seen a lot of gunshot wounds. In fact, one guy was shot out in Hunter's Point, and he got shot in the stomach, and the bullet went right through him. So I was, like, trying to hope. He didn't end up living. But I'm holding him on both sides, Johnny. You know what I'm saying? He's got blood coming out of both sides of him. We got a good ambulance system here in the country, in San Francisco. But they came, and they scooped him up, took him to Mission Emergency, and he lived. But he had blood coming out of both sides. The bullet went clear through him. Okay, if you get hit with an assault rifle bullet, what happens was the bullet hits you and then it explodes like a bomb. So in other words, not only have you been shot with this big old bullet, it explodes inside you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this the trauma, I thought that, this because I saw, I've seen gunshot wounds, self-inflicted gunshot wounds, and people have gotten shot from other people. I've seen them both, and it's ugly. But you've seen what an assault rifle could do, and the fact that somebody can kill like 20 people in the blink of an eye. I mean, why is that? Why is it why is a person's right to carry or to have an assault weapon that can kill dozens of people in a couple of minutes more important than my right to live and to go to Walmart? Tell me why, Johnny.
You can't. There's no way to justify or explain that. And I dealt with a similar situation out here in Vegas, 15 minutes from where I live. When that shooter went out to that concert and got that room at Mandalay,
yeah,
and slaughtered over 50 people. I mean, I was actually near New York City during 9/11. It had the same vibe in the air the next day. It was terrible. It was on the look of everyone's faces, and you still feel it out here. I can't drive by the Mandalay and look at it like I used to. I used to look at it with fond eyes. Like, oh, this is where Cotto fought. This is where a lot of great fights were. Now I look at it like, oh, man, disgusting. What happened there?
Brings me back, of course, to the Caesars Palace parking lots. We didn't have those kind of tragedies. And this is all, let me tell you what, this is all based on hate. The guy yesterday, he put this big manifesto up on the internet, some website, and where he's hating immigrants and they're the invaders, this and that. And then he went and shot a bunch of Mexican nationals near the border there. He drove all kinds of miles from Dallas, Texas to be near the border to shoot Mexicans. I mean, these are hate crimes. And guess what? The guy at the top, a lot of people think he's just saying, okay, go ahead, white people, do whatever you want to these Mexicans. You can get away with it as long as I'm president. Now, I hate to say it, but a lot of people feel that way.
It's very sad stuff, and it's sickening. And I was thinking about how hateful that crime was and just how someone could get in that mindset to do so is just absolutely not human. It's just so, it's so radical. It's so bad, terrible.
Okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the UFC weekend. Of course, speaking of Donald Trump. One of Donald Trump's biggest supporters. What is his name? Colby Covington or something like that? Is that his name?
Colby Covington, yes.
And, of course, he is now the UFC title holder, but he is, how can I put this, in Donald Trump's right hand. Because bottom line is, I saw a picture of him with Donald Trump like a couple hours after the fight.
Yeah. He's apparently Trump's in the stable, in the camp of Colby Covington, who beat Robbie Lawler last night by unanimous decision in a decent welterweight fight. But that card was kind of lackluster last night. I'm looking forward to, what do we got? The UFC, what is it, 241 next week?
Yeah, but let's go back to Covington versus Lawler for a second. Lawler probably Lawler probably shouldn't have got past that Ben Askren fight. That was a bit questionable there. And, of course, you know, he's just not the fighter he once was. The real fighter, I think, in the UFC's mind, and I think they're going to blowball him and try to do everything they can to dissuade him from greatness, is Jorge Masvidal. I'm telling you, I think he's too big for Dana, and Dana will just say, you know what, man, I don't like your personality. I'm going to do to you what I did to Chris Cyborg Santos.
I agree. They want him to be big, but when they grow that huge personality, they don't want him too big, Pedro, where they start to hype the company, because Masvidal's got that big personality. He said he's not good at promos. He's amazing at promos. shows. You know, he's the type of guy that could take the show on the road. And the UFC wants to make you famous. They want to make their money, but they don't want to make you too famous.
Well, yeah, you know, he does the best promos. I mean, he just does. He finished Ben Askren. And what do you say? You're welcome for finishing that dude? I mean, come on, man. This is one of the best promos in all of MMA. In fact, he should be on pro wrestling. He's so good with those promos.
Amazing. I'm a big fan of the promo. And he tells him because he's a bum. And, you know, thank you. You guys are welcome for me finishing this kid. I mean, that's just tremendous stuff. What great heel.
Okay, the rest of that card probably was lackluster when you got Jim Miller, the lightweight, ancient Jim Miller. It's got to be like 99 going on 105 in the co-feature, taking on equally as old Clay Guida. But looking at the future of the UFC before we go to the break here, of course, the big fight coming up for the UFC heavyweight championship, Stipe Miocic. Will he be able to turn back Daniel Cormier's heavyweight punch this time?
I don't know. Cormier knocked him out in the first fight. I am looking forward to this one. I want to see a nice exchange of hands between these two gentlemen.
Anthony Pettis and the always entertaining Nate Diaz. Nate the Mouth Diaz.
It's going to be a good one.
That's all you're going to say. It's going to be a good one. Yoel Romero and Pablo Costa, of course, as the co-feature. And Gabriel Benitez versus Sadiq Youssef. That's part of the fight card, UFC 241, of course, coming to you from the Honda Center, Anaheim, California, August 17th. Check it out. The World Heavyweight Championship. I'm talking about Stipe Miocic challenging again Daniel Cormier, the man that knocked him out, bang, in the blink of an eye the last time. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Are you aware that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35? Thing is, when you start to notice the hair loss, it's too late. Solution. 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills, gas station counter supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. Listeners to this program, Wrestling Observer Live, can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/wrestling, FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4hims.com/wrestling.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Here, wow, I guess there isn't. You can look at it this way. Hey, Johnny, check this out. Girl says to me, I guess your name is a girl because it's Jackie I.E. sounds like my daughter. Anyway, bottom line, she says, the reason why they didn't want to give, they said that Chris Cyborg Santos didn't want the rematch, was that they wanted her to extend that one fight left in her contract. Once that fight was done with Felicia Spencer, she had no marketing and no negotiating value whatsoever. So that's why Dana White started a fight with her and then kicked her out of the club.
Wow. I mean, that might be the case. It's a very valid point being made there of information. I can't see how she could totally lose her value. I mean, it was her first loss in a while.
Ever.
Yeah, she got starched by
Ever.
Nunes. Yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, of course, I don't think it's ever happened, right? So if you look at it like that, I mean, you can't just write someone off after one, especially in MMA. You know, that doesn't usually happen.
Well, but the bottom line was when Dana White said she didn't want the rematch, she was afraid of the rematch, this and that, Chris bit her tongue, and she said, look, I'm not afraid of this. I want this rematch more than anything else. And she wanted the rematch even before the Spencer fight. But they made her take the Spencer fight, get this, in order to use up the last option of her contract. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they weren't obligated to her anymore. They could tell her, guess what, you're a free agent. Go hit the ramp, tramp.
That's what it sounds like, you know, and I kind of like the fact that she didn't go into an immediate with Nunes, but maybe we don't see it now because she is withdrawn from the UFC, but yeah.
Andy Ruiz, current world heavyweight champion, ranked number 13 by the BoxRec computer, of course, 33-1. What can I say? Slick destroyed Anthony Joshua, just destroyed him. Of course, Joshua coming in at 40-0. Well, not 40-0, 22-0, but now 22-1. The man at 41-0 with a draw, of course, is Deontay Wilder. And the real man in the spotlight, I think, is the linear champion. The man people really don't want to talk too much about is 28-0. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. But the other two guys, the B and the C guy, I'm talking about Andy Ruiz and Deontay Wilder, hooked it up the other day. Check it out.
Well, the two baddest boxers on the planet, as we welcome Andy Ruiz Jr. here with our Deontay Wilder, the second best heavyweight in the world. You'll accept that for the moment, right, since we're sitting? Now, if he wasn't here, I might call you the best, but I don't want any trouble. Nice to have you here. Congratulations. Upset of the year.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. And, you know, being right here with another world champion, it's a blessing.
You're upset of Anthony Joshua. How has your life changed since then?
You know what? It changed a lot, not just for me, but for my kids, my family. Get to help my family out. And, you know, it's just a big blessing. I thank God every minute of this moment.
You had a lot more primos, didn't you? A lot more primos come to the house.
A lot of primos, Diaz, Theos, everything.
A lot of Snickers.
A lot of Snickers. Yes. We're still working on
something there, we hope.
Deal. Yeah. Gotta get that deal now.
Most definitely.
Yeah, what's the first thing you went out and did, either bought or celebrated?
The first thing that I did with the money, I bought my mom her dream car. I bought her first car.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I owe her a lot more. So,
right.
But that was the first thing that I bought for her.
The main thing about it, since you brought up your mother, one thing that always stick with me, what you said in your post-press conference, you said, Mama, we ain't got to struggle no more.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? And that touched my heart because, I know how it is, especially as fighters. This is the moment in time that we fight for, this opportunity to change our family lives for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You know, so congratulations, man.
No, and it was a very emotional moment. There were a lot of underdogs across the world that were happy for you, that could relate. Did you feel that you were carrying more than just your own story into this upset?
Yeah, of course. You know, everyone's been underestimating me since the beginning. And you know what? I kind of used all that negativity into positivity. So I use it as motivation, and it worked out perfectly.
And we're awaiting official word on the announcement of the rebatch. Is there any update that you can tell us?
We're still in negotiations right now. They're trying to make us go over there, but we're trying to make it back over here in New York City. So I think I'll be more comfortable there, and we can run it back.
Yeah, you got a little clout there now. You can bring it back to the States.
You know, no, Andy, Doc, I said rematch. I think you're going to win the rematch. I think you got his number. I don't think that was a fluke. You could fight. We've seen that before. Then we controlled everything. You and this man next to you got to go for that undisputed. Gotcha.
Almost up.
You got to be a undisputed. And I mean, you're both gentlemen. You're sitting there, and I really admire both what you accomplished. But we got to have that one in with you.
Yeah. Most definitely. I mean, I think it's been this way for a long time since Lennox Lewis, you know, that's what, 2004?
Yep.
I think,
yeah.
Since it's been undisputed. You know, it's undisputed, undefeated, unified heavyweight champ. Man, that shit sounds, I'm sorry, it sounds great.
That sounds good.
That sounds nice. And, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, what you did, you brought a different type of energy to the heavyweight division. You brought a new face. You know, they had three dragons and stuff. And to come in when people doubted you, you know, because they had less information about you.
Yeah.
And you go do the unexpected and just change it all up, man. I'm laughing right now because it's
all believing,
funny.
You know, believing, man, and
what I say,
and
speak it, believe it, receive it.
Well,
speak it, believe it, and receive it.
Well, Andy, first time I saw you, everyone told me, man, you got to watch Andy. And what they said is, that's hand speed. You got some of the fastest hands. And I got to say, I truly believe you got some of the fastest hands since Mike Tyson.
Mike's
so great was, not only could he punch so hard, which he could, he was so strong, which he was, but his hand speed, he hit you got 4, 5, 6, 7 times before guys knew what the heck was happening. You got hand speed like that. And I'm telling you, that's a big key to your success.
Yeah.
And you're looking for a fight with him at some point? Yeah. I know you have people that'll set that up. But
yeah, of course. You know, me and him, we're in the same team. That,
right.
Like how
DBC.
I see it. So, you know, I just got to take business. I got to get Anthony Joshua. I got to beat him, and then we'll move on to the next.
So we'll be counting. We'll be watching that closely.
Yeah.
All right, so I know that you picked. Who'd you pick in the Pacquiao, the fight coming up tonight with Thurman and Pacquiao?
I'm going for Pacquiao. You know, I knew Pacquiao since the beginning of my career, so I'm going for him.
And just more experience other than he's a guy
I think
you're rooting for?
He's more experienced, but don't get me wrong. Keith Thurman's a really dangerous guy, you know. He hits hard. He's fast. And if he moves around, gets him with the counter punch, who knows? Yeah. Anything could happen.
Yeah. And you trained with Freddie Roach, right? Or there was some time with Freddie,
Roach.
Who's in Manny's corner, and that's a real advantage. You guys give us just like a little stare down here for a moment, just for fun. Come on, Ernst. This is good.
Know what it's about.
This is good TV.
You're trying to build some energy.
Let him enjoy the night. Let him enjoy the night, for crying out loud.
Now, if Al Heyman asked you to do that, you would do it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being a good sport.
One of the color commentators there, Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Of course, Youngstown, Ohio. His father was a boxer, and his father got his career cut short, I think, by World War II. But, you know, he following his father's footsteps was such a great Cinderella type of story, man. It just was. He was a matinee idol. It was probably the last matinee idol of modern television here as far as U.S. and network TV was concerned. But Ray Boom Boom Mancini, I remember doing his final fight in Reno, Nevada against Greg Haugen. And Al Bernstein coming to me before the final round and saying to me, "Well, Pedro, what do you think of Ray's performance thus far?" I said, "Oh, Ray should have stayed retired and listened to me. He's about to get knocked out, Al." And Al says, "I don't know what you're talking about." Then he got knocked out. Al didn't say too much after that. Al and I only worked a couple of shows after that before Al's insecurity sort of took over, and that sort of eliminated me from the team. Speaking of team, let's bring my teammate, of course, a man from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm talking about Johnny Signorello. Who wins, Deontay Wilder or Andy Ruiz, right now if they fight?
Oh, the hand speed of Ruiz I like a lot. The punch and power, Deontay. Right now, I'm going to lean towards Deontay Wilder.
Me too.
I think he can land that right-hand bomb at some point. Andy throws a lot of punches. You know, Deontay could take really good. He's going to have to adjust to the hand speed and the amount of punches that Ruiz throws. But I think eventually Deontay will catch him.
Is Anthony Joshua a puncher, or is Anthony Joshua a guy that was in the right spot at the right time and guys fell?
You know, for me, Joshua was a guy that could do everything pretty good except take it. We just talked about insecurity and confidence. And I think that's going to play into his career moving forward for Mr. Joshua, because he didn't look good. The body language did not look good in that first fight, especially towards the end of that fight. And I think Ruiz has a style that in the rematch could beat him easily, even more easy this time, because of maybe insecurities that Joshua will have going into that fight, and because Andy Ruiz's style of throwing punches in bunches and going for the kill when necessary.
And he had that queer look on his face. I'm not talking about Jim Nabors or Gomer Pyle queer. I'm talking about he just didn't know where he was.
It was weird what he was doing even before the fight. And I was watching it with a bunch of people. I'm like, what's going on with Joshua right now, man? He looks like he's on coke or something, because he was messing with his jaw a lot. And I know that some fighters like to stretch the jaw out, but yeah, he was chewing on his mouthpiece.
That's
and blinking. You know what I'm saying? It looked like a coke thing.
That's a coke thing.
Yeah. So he's blinking his eyes and looking around the arena. Like, I'm like, his body language is off. And then he gets into the fight and then drops Ruiz in the third round. It kind of starts to looking like, you know, the Joshua we expected to see in this fight. But, you know, he went for broke. And Andy Ruiz got stones, man. He's got courage. He's a fighter. And he let his hands go. And that was the story. And that was the wrap on that one. I would like to see him and Deontay, meaning Andy Ruiz. They're both promoted by PBC Outfit. However, Deontay's got an assignment probably about to be announced for November in Luis Ortiz Part 2. Ortiz might be 137 years old, but he still can punch.
Good point. No doubt about it. Johnny Sigg's on the line, of course, from Las Vegas via Skype, folks. This is the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We air this show every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I can keep going and going and going. But the bottom line is Johnny's got it going on at YouTube.com. We'll get to that in just a second. Now, what I want to ask about is the lighter weight fighters. Mr. Lomachenko's coming back against Mr. Campbell. Campbell's a six-footer. Mr. Teofimo Lopez didn't look so good against a six-footer a fortnight ago. Do we see the same thing, or is Lomachenko in a different level than Teofimo?
Loma's at a different level. Plus, the fighter he's facing is decent, but he doesn't really, in my opinion, Campbell doesn't oppose much threat, and Lomachenko's great at angles and hand speed. So he could create, you know, the distance he needs to get, even though he's facing a taller man. He could create his own distance with his own tricks and separate that distance rather easily, I believe.
Leo Santa Cruz, say what you want about him. He's a great fighter as far as the numbers are concerned, man. I mean, you look at his record, he's like 36-1 with 19 KOs. Of course, that one decision to Carl Frampton. Frampton came alive. He came back and beat Frampton. Those were two close fights for Mr. Frampton, the aforementioned Mr. Frampton. Had he stayed at 122, I think he'd have been a little bit more successful. But now, let's talk 122 for just a second. Besides Mr. Navarrete, who else is at 122?
I like Ray Vargas. I think he's a very good fighter there.
Wow, I do Kiyoki, too.
Yeah. Tomioka Kamita, a very good Japanese fighter down there. Luis Neri, you know. And we got guys, you know, like TJ Dehuni that's still floating around. So we see what we get down there. But I do like these weight classes down below 140 pounds now for me. They've become very interesting.
Question for Johnny Sigg. If a guy tests positive for steroids one time, should he be banned by that point in there, or should he be given a one-time pass like Pedro says?
One-time pass, you know, because sometimes you'd have some people around you that are corrupt and putting things in your body or going to GNC and getting something. So we'll give you the benefit of the doubt once, but then you have to hire people around you to make sure that doesn't happen again. Because, again, guys, we're not hitting baseballs, we're hitting heads.
You know what Dr. Margaret Goodman told me? She's pretty big on WADA and VADA and all that kind of good stuff out of Las Vegas, a former Las Vegas Athletic Commission doctor. She told me that when you take these steroids, it's sort of like having a volcano go off inside your body and you know it.
Yeah, and you know, you get better recovery in addition to those things. And obviously, each designer drug has its own benefits, but the explosiveness and the power and the ability to train harder and grow your muscles for strength and stamina.
Any word on the Dillian White thing as far as he being dirty twice and any change on that?
You know, it's all over the place. I'm reading mixed reports, but it does seem like the tests were, in fact, they're still standing. He did, in fact, test for steroids twice.
So he's a creep.
Oh, absolutely. It's terrible. There's a whole other glove issue there, too, we could talk about next week.
No, I'll tell you back. We'll talk about that in the close. Still to come on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Short close, Horace. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts, baby.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Dave's not here. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let those horns blow just for a minute. Yeah, 1995 version of the Mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline. Johnny Sig, what's up with those gloves? What, Dillian White's more than a piece of work for the steroids?
Yeah, apparently the gloves they agreed upon, they changed Dillian White's camp last minute, gave him different gloves. And then Rebus's camp had heard about this, and they demanded to see the gloves and inspect them. They were declined. Also, after the fight, declined to inspect the gloves after the fight. So allegedly, not only were there steroid testing for positive results, there was also some glove corruption over in the UK.
So what you're trying to tell me then, that Barry Hearn is a piece of spit, and spit is spelled with an H.
I tell you what, man, I don't blame. Can you blame Andy Ruiz for not wanting to go out there to face Anthony Joshua? I mean, these guys could fail drug tests and get in the ring, and also go there with potentially loaded suspect gloves.
Barry Hearn. I'm asking you to pass opinion here on Barry Hearn.
Oh, I think it's terrible, in my opinion, if they're allowing that sort of thing, especially knowingly, obviously allowing it. Terrible.
I mean, are you trying to advocate for him and say that he didn't know these things? I mean, it's his ship.
I would think he would have to know these certain things, so that makes him a scumbag if he does.
He's a scumbag. There's no doubt about it. I wanted you to say it. I didn't want to say it, Johnny Sig. Johnny Sig, tell him about that Ring Talk YouTube page, brother.
Hey guys, type in Ring Talk Worldwide, and you can see today's show, hear today's show, and much other content. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy your Sunday.
The great Johnny Signorella. Say hello to the old lady and the kid, John.
Will do, Pedro. Thank you for having me on.
You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, an hour on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. Of course, I also host No Holds Barred, which features a pro wrestling audio magazine every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer of Sports Byline and Ring Talk Live Worldwide since 2006, the incomparable Scott Cuddy. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect from the folks here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.